Andy Hall, and I'm the president of the FCA.
Joining me on the phone is Andy Hall with the Foothills Cowboy Association. And, of course, the season kicked off with the Bighorn Stampede in Caroline, as it always does during the May-long weekend. How did that event go, and what are you looking forward to here as we move towards June?
The event in Caroline went very well. We had lots of entries and great contestants, and the weather held off, and we didn't get any snow, so that was a benefit.
Yeah, always a blessing on the May long weekend. Doesn't include that. I think there was some out in the Canmore or Banff area there, but Caroline managed to dodge it, so that's good. Anything new for the Foothills Cowboy Association this season as you set up your schedule?
No, we still have our six major mother rodeos, and everything's just the same as it typically has been. We've got a great line of contestants and always a great rodeo for each of them, so.
And that's leading to two coming up this weekend. Pete Knight Days, of course, in Crossfield, June 7th and 8th, and then the Water Valley Stampede, June 8th and 9th. So a big weekend for the FCA. What are you looking forward to this weekend, Andy?
I'm thinking that they should be great weekends with great weather and hard, good competition from each of the contestants. And they will be sharing contestants this weekend. They'll be bouncing back and forth between the two rodeos, so it should be good.
You bet. For the FCA and the other rodeo associations of similar ilk here in Alberta, how many of those other ones do you guys partner with each year?
Right now, currently, I believe we're co-approving or co-sanctioning about 12 other rodeos right now.
Yeah, you bet. And what are the other organizations that you work with?
We work with the Lakeland Rodeo Association, Rugged Rodeo, Chinook Rodeo Association, and Wild Rose Rodeo Association.
And what's the goal of these associations here as the contestants? Obviously, use these in some cases to build to eventually move up to Pro Rodeo Canada.
Yep, that is exactly what we're here for. We're a stepping stone between amateur rodeo and professional rodeo, and just a place for contestants to hone their skills and get some experience and graduate to the pro level.
For sure. In terms of coming back from what we all experienced with the pandemic there, now in 2024, how close to back to regular is everything for the FCA?
I would say not as close as we would like it to be. We have lost a few rodeos that committees just haven't come back from since COVID. And we have lost some contestants that have, done other things as well besides rodeo. So things are down a little bit, but slowly continuing to improve. So,
for sure. Lots of long historical events as part of your season here. The Bighorn Stampede, that was their 90th. I think we're looking ahead at Water Valley being its 70th. The Dog Pound Stampede's been going on for a long time, and of course coming up again this year on July 17th. So what does it mean to have so many long-standing rodeos as part of your circuit?
It's everything to us. That's what this association was built on, was committees and that of we're putting these rodeos on for, like you said, I think the minimum rodeo we've got is over 25 years old. These guys have been doing it a long time, and they've stood behind the FCA, and we stand behind them, and it's, a great way to promote rodeo in Alberta.
That's excellent. If people want to find out more about the FCA, where can they go, Andy?
That would be on our website at Foothills Cowboys Association, or also on social media. We have Facebook and Instagram.
That's excellent. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate your time, and we look forward to a great couple of events here to kick off June in Crossfield and Water Valley this weekend.
Great. Thank you very much.